15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Tri-State Space Program. Sitting here with my buddy Jesse. Just decided to talk about some shit that's been going on that I just really had to talk about. I've taken a couple weeks of a break here with the podcast, and music-centered podcasts will resume. I've got some lines on a couple of awesome Evansville artists. I can name drop them. Lindsay Williams is one of them, and the other one is a member of the band Quinn has agreed to talk to me. So those are two podcasts I'm looking forward to, and I'll get more with the members of Trash Loaf as well. They've agreed to do it, and Jesse was on the last one with Zach. I had both of those guys talking about some issues. One thing I want to talk to you about, Jesse, is fucking 1 million moms. It's just pissing me off. Like, I realize that they're not in the news right now, and I don't want to give them any more exposure than they already have. It's not like a lot of people listen to this anyway, but they just really piss me off. I don't know if you've... I know I told you about them the other day, and you had heard of them and everything, but have you researched them? I haven't either in the last couple weeks, at least.
Well, a little bit. I mean, I looked up that story that you told me about previously, where they had petitioned or protested until the Breaking Bad toys would be removed out of Toys R Us, you know? And really, that story is just ridiculous. I mean, I understand, you know... Okay, so you have to look at it like, all right, this is a children's store. It's supposed to be, in a way, you know, a Toys R Us. But then again, I mean, plenty of adults go there for board games, that kind of thing, you know, individually. But, I mean, this is a children type, geared toward children's stores. And, you know, but at the same time, children go into gas stations to buy candy, right? And they sell cigarettes and alcohol there, but we're not going to outlaw those. I mean, so it really, it just kind of comes down to a parent's responsibility. A child probably won't even fucking be interested in it because they don't know what it is. It's an adult show with an adult reference, and adults would get it. And if their kids even thought they were cute and, like, pointed at them, I want it, and the adult would have to be a parent for 10 seconds and be like, oh, no, sorry, honey, let's go. You know, and if, I mean, maybe these 1 million moms are just 1 million tired of being moms because they just don't want to have to be actual parents to their kids and say, hey, no, we're not going to get this toy, and then have to listen to them cry and everything. Like, I don't know. It's just, I get both sides of it, but at the same time, isn't this whole country about, you know, freedom of choice and all that stuff? But it seems like it's freedom to believe in what we like, you know? I mean, you know, it's... you only want freedom of your choices, not other people. And groups like that just prove it. That's how this country is, and it's how we've become for a long time. I mean, over the course of a long time.
Right. I think it's just egregious to me because religion is obviously the reason... Their Christianity is the reason that they are pushing against a lot of cultural movements that are just happening all the time, that are just forthcoming, obviously, like gay people having the same rights that everyone else does. Obviously, they're not big fans of that. If you scroll through the 1 Million Moms website, it will just piss you off. If you are a decent person at all and you scroll through the 1 Million Moms website, it will just piss you off.
It's a hate group.
It's just, what can we find that we don't think jives with our Christian beliefs? And what can we try to, how can we try to exact change to forward our message, only our message, and to stifle independent voices from everywhere that don't agree with us, such as, okay, this isn't an independent voice, this is actually a very corporate thing, but I think it was the Campbell's soup commercial that had the gay parents, that had the gay parents that had evidently adopted this child that... And they're showing them the soup or whatever. I don't remember the commercial, but they were up in arms about that. Yeah. And that's like...
And interracial couples. And it's I mean, you said that their religion has caused this, but it's like a chicken and an egg question. I mean, did these feelings or these kind of attitudes, these thoughts about other people and about different rights that people should or should not have or whatever. Has this always existed, you know, and just religion became the speaker for them? I mean, the microphone, so to speak, because it allowed them to all gather together and speak with one loud voice instead of just a million smaller ones, you know?
Right.
And, like, and that's the thing. I mean, that's what technology has done for us, really. I mean, it's allowed groups and people that you would never have heard of and would have maybe have been, like, yelling in their little county or something, but that's about it.
Yeah.
I mean, but now, I mean, the internet, they can all group, or church has always been a thing. It's, church is, like, I mean, it's, like, bars, churches, and lynch mobs, man. They're all, like, usually in the same, round about the same crowd, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, in westerns and stuff, you see people in bars, and you see, like, people like the KKK, people from church and everything, like, fucking lynching up people, you know? It's, that's just ridiculous, man.
Yeah, it is. It's a witch hunt. It's a, in a way, they're doing what close-minded Christians have done forever, and I made that distinction on purpose, because I have friends that are Christians that they're just, that's just kind of what they believe. Like, you know, like the tenets of that religion, they believe in Jesus and God, mm-hmm. but they don't use it against anyone. They don't have any, you know, they don't create beef with people based on that. You know, they're kind of like, you do your thing. I just happen to believe in Jesus. Like those kind of people, I can really kind of get behind that in a way, just because you're not using that to hurt anyone. That's right. Your thing.
Absolutely. And I've said this just on the last thing, that, you know, churches are always the first to do charities and everything, you know?
Yeah.
Soup, wines, and all that. But at the same time, I don't know. It's like, does the hate exist in the religion, or is it only fueled by our culture now? Or are these just crazy people that are only being noticed because they're able to speak together and, you know, and post all over the internet and everything like that? You know, I don't know. I mean, there's this article, though, by Cass Sunstein a couple of years ago, and I don't know, I think I might have referenced this before, but, and basically he was talking about how most people, you know, they'll believe in one thing, but they're kind of neutral, you know. But if you surround yourself with people that only feel the way that you do, you become more radical in the way that you feel, you
right.
know. And that goes both ways, absolutely. But it's just, I mean, I think that that's what our culture is allowed for, our technology, and that's where we are now. It's just, we're so polarized and everything, and that's part of it, is because you're allowed to see your own, read your own news, watch your own news too, and do whatever you, I mean, you go on Facebook and it'll just guess what you want it to say, what it wants you to tell it, and then, and people believe it. You know, they say, I mean, a lot of these websites that give you, like, fake news or whatever, they'll have a disclaimer somewhere in it, but it's usually hidden and very vague, and these people just, they pass it off, and this is legal, though. I mean, you will believe it because it's passed off as news, even though it's not. I mean, just some fake thing, or, I mean, Photoshop things that are like crazy large woman with, you know, I mean, tiny man, and it's like, it's so obviously fake, but then my mother comes to me and is like, oh, Jesse, look at this, this is real, this is like, isn't that insane? And I'm like, no, Mom, no, it's, Facebook is insane, like, the things that people will just make up to make you feel exactly the way you're feeling now, you know, I mean, I don't know. It's just, it's ridiculous.
Right.
It's a clown show.
Well, and, like, you mentioned that, is that confirmation bias? I know that feeds into that.
Something like that, yeah, basically.
Isn't that what it's called? Isn't that what that's called?
Where you already believe something and you just get the confirmation of someone else and then you believe even more together.
That's what I thought. Okay, so, I think we're seeing that in a lot of facets of our society. I think we're seeing it in, I mean, I know we are, obviously. I mean, especially in presidential races, I feel like this in America. I don't know if it's like this in other countries. I would imagine it is to some extent, but now that we've passed Citizens United, I would imagine the United States has a lot more of this, like, grandstanding, not really based on policies, but more based on personality. kind of a thing, you know? Mm. It started with Kennedy. Kennedy beating out Nixon, which, I mean, I wasn't around back then, but
FDR was
you're more of a history guy than I am. But yeah, and FDR was a TV personality.
Like, you know, I mean,
right? I mean, yeah. Didn't he get on TV? I mean,
No.
He was, right?
Well, I mean, I think FDR? A couple of times. Not really. I think he was mostly on radio,
right?
Because
right.
he had disability. He had crap.
Yeah. Polio.
There, thank you. Save me. Yeah, I knew he had something.
I knew he was in a wheelchair. But he was,
yeah, exactly. And, I mean, I think he appeared on, obviously appeared on TV a few times, but mostly radio things. He would have his nightly broadcast, you know, and I forget what the show was called, but yeah, and, I mean,
the
but
president
personalities,
had that?
Yeah.
At that time?
During the war, I mean.
Oh,
you know.
Okay. I didn't realize that, though. I didn't realize that he would come on nightly.
Well, I don't
for
know
like
if
what
was,
30 seconds or a minute or
it
something.
It was a little bit. I don't know if it was nightly, but it was definitely he had a regular
pretty
radio,
often. FDR did?
Yes.
On the radio. Okay, that makes more sense.
That's what
I was. Yeah. Yeah, you were talking about the radio. Sorry, my brain is on TV still.
No. You were messing with
FDR that, was on TV though a few times, I know, because in that Michael Moore movie, is it Capitalism: A Love Story? He has that bit with FDR where he has his second Bill of Rights.
Well, he made speeches, of course, yeah. He appeared, I think, in front of Congress and everything, yeah. But I don't know. I mean, the personality thing with the presidents has gone on for a long time.
Okay.
And really, but at the same time, it's just the personalities have gotten so much crazier. And our information and what we value and everything has changed so drastically that, I mean, people like Donald Trump can be a serious candidate, you know?
Right. He is.
I mean,
he's such a serious... I mean, do you think he's going to go the whole way?
Like...
Donald Trump?
If he gets the votes, yes, he will.
Like,
yeah. Oh, I
do you think he will? Do you think... I'm saying, like, do you think he... Not will he get the votes, because I think he will, if he goes for it the whole way, but... Do you think that he will go the whole way? Do you think that, like, he will decide to do it? You know what I mean? Or do you think this is all just a stunt? That's my question, really.
I know what you were saying, and I think that's why I was answering that. Yes, absolutely, I do think that. Like, if he gets the votes, to do it. I mean, obviously he has it right now, you know, for the primaries. But, I mean, like, when it comes to actually running against,
against either Bernie or Hillary.
Then... Oh, I would just love it if it came down to Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump,
dude,
you know?
I saw a meme, and it had this guy, and he was, like, all worried, and he was in a voting booth. It was, like, a cartoon, and he's all worried, and he's sweating in the voting booth because he doesn't know who to pick. And then the second frame, it shows the buttons, and it's Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. And it's like he's worried about it. Like, he doesn't know which one to choose because... And I was like... I think that's a pretty obvious... It's a pretty obvious decision for me. I mean...
Yeah.
I'm not going to say Bernie Sanders is my 100% candidate.
But even the people that, like, support Donald Trump, I don't think, like, when it came down to the line, would actually vote him into presidency.
I think a lot of them will.
I have to believe it.
I think a lot of them will.
Just my tiny shred of faith left in America, is that they wouldn't really go through with it, right, guys? I mean, it's all just a big... Okay, it's over now. The joke's over. Yeah. But...
My dad will. My dad will. I believe that 100% that my dad will vote for him if he ends up being the nominee. The Republican establishment, the funny thing is about it, the fucking old guard, like people like Trent Lott, and wait, is it Trent Lott? I think it's Trent Lott. He's a Southern, I think either Mississippi or Alabama, I can't remember. He was a congressman. Anyway, he was really racist, known for being racist. I'm pretty sure that's the guy. Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong person. Anyway, fucking, we've had congressmen that... have since passed, not died, but they're out of Congress, and those people fucking hate Ted Cruz. I know that's a left field, but Ted Cruz is the second guy. For me, if I'm looking at the Republican lineup...
Isn't that just insane?
I would guess it would go Trump, Cruz. So, Well, that's what all the hates.
That's what all the intentions on. You know, I mean,
right?
There, I mean, those two to me are the least serious. Like, candidates. Right? I mean, and it's just, but everyone keeps talking about it, and that's why it's building the momentum because the news channels have just shown it on every fucking station. I mean, probably paid to. You know, I mean, I mean, there's someone just fueling this shit, and it's ridiculous. I mean,
oh, by such a high margin, I prefer the Democratic side of things than I do the conservative side of things.
Really?
The one thing that the conservative side of things has going for it, in a way, is that it is certain elements of, like, personal choice matters. I think that's why I think Gary Johnson is a pretty awesome candidate. I mean, I'm not too much of a financial or, like, economics buff, but I don't know. His ideas, the way he explains them, make a lot of sense to me. And he's not a grandstander. And he's just like, look, I think we should legalize gay marriage. I think we should legalize weed. I think we should legalize. And he has all these reasons for why. And he's done his homework. Mm-hmm. He used to be New Mexican governor. So he knows his shit. And he knows about fucking immigration, too, because he was in a border state. So, I mean, he's such a good candidate, but he's Libertarian Party, so no one's going to pay attention to that guy.
Right.
He's all about personal choice, and I really like him, and he's running again.
Mm-hmm.
So, if Bernie doesn't get it, if Bernie doesn't get the nomination, goodness forbid, fucking, I'm voting for Gary Johnson, probably.
Right.
I don't think I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton just because she's such a part of the establishment as far as I'm seeing it. Like, I agree with her way more than I do.
So you'd rather vote for someone who has no chance than, like hopefully tip the scale towards someone other than Donald Trump or Ted Cruz or...
Yes, that's part of it. And and I would like the third-party numbers to go up because I don't like the two-party system. So it's kind of like a double...
I understand it, but
it does two things to me. I see it doing two things.
I mean, I just feel like if Donald Trump got it and it got down to the wire and it looked like he actually had a serious chance, I mean, I would... And it was Hillary Clinton, I would fucking 100 times... choose her
just to make sure that she gets it.
Just to make sure that Donald Trump doesn't get it, you know, that's what I...
Okay, but I'm saying that it to me, it seems like it's worth more, because I like Bernie. I like Bernie a lot, so he would be number one for me.
Oh, yeah, me too.
You know, number one choice, even very slightly above Gary Johnson, just because I feel like Bernie has the capacity to make an impact. So, and Gary Johnson does too, but I just... I don't know. I'm voting third party if it's not Bernie. And me and Adam have talked about it. Adam, the guitar player and singer in Itter,
right.
And he's on the same page with me on this. We don't always agree, but on this point, we definitely do. And we've talked about it, and just like talking it through, it just makes sense to me because a lot of people think certain presidential elections have fallen to the wrong person because so many people, or just enough people, voted third party to sway it, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think, isn't it, what is it? You probably know this. Independent voters tend to vote one way. Like, it's like swayed slightly toward Democrats in, like, if people vote third party, if a lot of people vote third party, because those third party people tend to be Republicans. So they move away from Republicans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
From the
candidates.
I know
what you're saying. Yeah.
I'm not, not speaking clearly right now. Kind of cold, honestly.
Me too. I mean, it is freezing
in the jam room here. It's, we don't have heat. So,
I'm wearing like four layers.
Yeah. I'm wearing two. You can see your breath a little bit. It's a little cold in here, but, yeah.
Making our brains work faster.
Exactly. Yeah. And I feel like I'm talking fast. I feel like I'm taking big pauses.
Yeah.
I talk fast when I talk, and then when I take a pause, it's extra long.
Well, I don't know. I think Bernie Sanders just makes the most sense, like you were saying, out of the candidates. Not just because I like him, but, you know, but because he fits what people in this country have been wanting for so long. Mm-hmm. I mean... maybe not like the policy thing that some people like would disagree with or whatever, but just who he is. I mean, that he has been in the system the longest time, right? He has the he has so much experience.
Right.
He has had the same consistent message and policy, whether or not you whether or not you disagree with it, whether or not you agree with what he says or believe in it or whatever. It has been the same, basically the same, since he has been a mayor or before that, you know, I mean, and so, you know, I mean, people like to, on both sides, will like, don't like flip-floppers or, we were talking about those kind of people last time, you know, but he is, like, provenly not like that, and also is not the establishment, which is what people are looking for, that have been looking for the past couple of elections,
right.
And, you know, didn't really get it, but
not at all.
And but
not in either case.
I mean, it's I don't know. I have I think our president's done a great job with the circumstances he was given. I don't agree with some of his stuff, you know.
Well, yeah, there's yeah.
Oh, I don't agree with a lot of his policies, but he's a good man, and he has done pretty damn good job, you know. But anyway,
where are we now compared to where we were 8 years ago?
Where we could have been, you know.
Right.
And
yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I mean, he just fits everything that, like, Americans want
Bernie,
in their,
right.
You know,
yeah.
Bernie Sanders does. And I don't know. It just makes the most sense to me. Like, no matter what you think. I mean, you can't fucking vote for Donald Trump. You just can't.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
how
yeah.
could you do that?
Right.
The same episode of The Apprentice, goddamn.
Right.
Has no experience. Nothing but hate and drunk and slur and stupid. I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying he's drunk on stage. I'm just saying he should be. Because,
yeah.
like, maybe he'd seem less obnoxious. I don't
yeah.
know.
a little aside. I've been listening to Tom Green's new podcast, Tom Green Radio Show, and he talks about that every so often. He's like, I was on an episode of The Apprentice, or I was on a season of The Apprentice, and I got fired because I went out drinking with Dennis Rodman the night that I was supposed to be project manager, and he, you know, or the night that I was project manager, and he, I don't know, it's funny as fuck, dude. He's just a funny person.
Oh, yeah.
Like, listening to him speak is funny. That's why his stand-up works, I feel like. He's got jokes. He's got pretty funny jokes. But he's more of, he doesn't really make you think so much as he just makes you chuckle at all the weird shit he does and says. Like, anyway, fucking Tom Green. Fantastic.
Tom Green's awesome. And the last, I wish he would release another stand-up.
Right, he
thing,
needs
you know.
To.
he's
doing
I'm
it
I'm not
still.
Saying tour. I'm just saying, you know, cut a video. You know, like Sarah Silverman did that We Are Miracles.
Right.
Thing. And that in front of that small audience and everything, that was an awesome show that she did, you know.
Dude, a lot of them are doing it now. A lot of stand-up comedians are doing doing the small,
Mark Maron
intimate.
Did the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark Maron's pretty good. He's kind of got some qualities about him that I'm, like, a little
like
peeved
what?
About. Like, he, I don't know, he's just kind of shitty on... other people have had shitty experiences with him. Like, lost my train of thought. Because I was thinking about this other podcast, The Biggest Problem in the Universe, and they talk about Mark Maron, and they give him shit all the time.
Really?
And some of the shit they talk about on there about Mark Maron is totally true.
Really?
People have gone on, like, Joe Rogan and said... Mark Maron was an asshole and, like, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then his interview with President Obama, it was all right, but it was so softball. It was the most softball interview. It's like, he's supposed to be, like, and I've heard this point, someone else said this point, I can't remember who it is, but they said, they were on Joe Rogan, and the guy was like, Mark Maron is supposed to be this, like, counterculture comedian, and I don't remember the guy's name. He was relatively conservative guy, but he was like, he was supposed to be this counterculture comedian, and he's not bringing up certain things to Obama and asking him about it. And Joe Rogan said that too. He was like, dude, I would have had to have asked him, how about all these children that are dying because of drone strikes? And how about, you know, and
well,
just different things like that. And
I understand that, but at the same time, Mark Maron's a fucking comedian, and he's sitting across from the President of the United States, and, like, I mean, I understand, like,
I'm sure,
you know,
it was filtered.
He is not. I mean, if Bill Hicks had been sitting across from Obama, I think it would have been a different story. I
100%.
But at the same time, I just don't feel like that. I mean, he kind of has that aspect to his comedy, but at the same time, he talks a lot about his personal life, and you know.
Oh, it's all personal, and that's just anecdotes,
and that's, you know. So I don't know why. If he was chosen for it, or if like he had volunteered for it, or whatever, I don't know. I people maybe crack under pressure or whatever. I'd be nervous too. But
It's
easy to sit. It's easy for Joe Rogan to sit and say, like, not having done it, and said, "Oh, I would have done this." And it's like, dude, I mean, you're sitting across a guy that has the fucking drones right now. You know,
Joe Rogan said they would never let him interview the president on his show because it's live. Because it goes out live, and, you know, he could just say whatever, and it would go out live, and no one could edit it.
I see.
So, like, I guess Mark Maron's is pre-recorded, so then he could, you know, they could edit it, or they could have him.
So, for
it.
All we know, he did hardball him, but then the editor's like, nope.
For all we know.
Nope.
But I feel like Mark Maron would mention that to people. Like, I feel like that would get out, you know?
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
I'm not, I don't know, man. Neil deGrasse Tyson was on Joe Rogan Experience, and I hate that I'm talking about another podcast so much, but it's a good one. And fucking Neil deGrasse Tyson was on there, and they're talking about the lunar landing conspiracy, and Neil deGrasse Tyson is like, dude, 10,000 people would have to keep that a secret. You don't think that would get out if 10,000 people knew about it? And that was his whole, like, thing to Joe Rogan, and Joe Rogan was like, yeah, you're right. Like, he had to, you know, and he, you know, he's a fan or he used to be a fan of conspiracy theories, so it's so juicy, and you wanna buy into it, like,
I never believed that conspiracy that was faked. I mean, what are you going to do? Like, send the rocket, and how are you going to get that shit back down without somebody seeing it, you know? Or just send it up, float it around, and film. Maybe they have a studio inside the rocket, you know? So they're still halfway there, you know? They're making an effort. That's, I don't know. Fuck.
Well, fucking
no,
okay.
I've never believed that one. I'm you know, I'm a conspiracy theorist.
I think of
crazy
about a lot
shit
of things.
About stupid things. But
9/11's a big one.
Yeah. I mean, especially, I don't know, man. I feel like it's history repeating itself over and over and over again with Kennedy assassination, with all these different things, you know. I mean, we have this thing that's really questionable that happens, and then we all are like, "Oh, okay," but we just write it off for whatever they tell us to, and then small little bits and pieces of information get leaked out over a couple of decades, or maybe a half a century or something, you know.
Who knows if that information is correct or not.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it can be even just exaggerated and make the story totally different.
Right. But at the same time, I mean, history's written by people. Like, it's not just totally laid down. There are, I don't know, a few things that are totally set in stone no matter how you look at it. I mean, if, say, some riots in Egypt, you know, I mean, if all the coverage had been on the side of the government, it would have been a totally different story, you know?
Right.
I mean, and I'm not saying that, I'm not trying to say this, but I'm just saying there's, like, everything's about perspective, you know? And
totally. 100%.
And you can spin anything any way you want to, and kind of tying back to what we were talking about earlier, you know, you can read your news into whatever you want to. You go into it seeking what you want to hear, and then you find it and confirm everything you believe in, and just believe in it even more, and then go tell your stupid fucking friends about it, and then they tell their stupid friends, and then, you know,
it's persuasive people persuading easily persuaded people is what, I mean, like 9/11 conspiracies. There's so many. And there's a few that I'm not totally closed off to still. Like, you know,
the buildings being, like,
demolished. I don't know. That's one that I'm still up in the air on. The evidence of the video, the actual video, looks pretty damning.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, you can find videos of buildings that have, like, something happen in the middle, and then they do
kind
of go down floor by floor.
And you can prove something. I mean, and it makes sense in a way, because, you know, I mean, if the plane crashed, you know, in the middle or upper portion of the building, and there's a huge fucking hole in this structure, and all this weight is sitting on top of it.
Right.
It's going to come down, and maybe it just comes straight down, you know? I mean,
maybe.
Through the whole thing. Because, I mean, I don't know. I mean, they weren't too far towards the top. They were in the middle there, and you have this whole structure. But at the same time, the planes didn't make it all the way through, you know?
No, no.
So,
they went into the side.
Yeah.
Like,
and
so, like cutting a leg on a table.
Yeah, exactly. So you would think, but,
right.
You know, like Titanic or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
That's a weird one. What are some others? Just real quick. The well, obviously there's the stereotypical jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams. See that everywhere on the internet.
What?
That's become like a catchphrase now, I think.
I don't even know.
Jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams. You've never heard that about the steel beams in the center of World Trade Center? That fuel, they're saying
that doesn't burn
hot enough.
Right.
That's the conspiracy theory. That doesn't burn hot enough to melt those steel beams. And that's now a thing, like a stereotypical thing to say now, is to bring that up. But the hole in the side of the Pentagon, have you seen the pictures of that where it's like a worker standing in the middle of the hole and how small the hole is?
Yeah.
And there's no wing... like pieces there's no holes where the wings would have hit. There's no damage on the sides of the holes. It's just like a hole, and they found like a tiny engine in it or something. There's this Loose Change, it's a documentary on YouTube, and it's a conspiracy theory documentary. The whole thing is about how the government was complicit in 9/11, and they give you all these facts, and I don't know if they're actually true facts, but like Condoleezza Rice's phone was called, like, right before the plane hit or something, and, like she was warned. I don't know. There's a bunch of shit about all that stuff on this video, and it's like,
I don't know.
If you watch that whole video, it really will fucking, like, warp your brain for a little while.
I mean, there is absolutely, I think, a work behind it all. Like, the whole thing, I mean... From years beforehand, I mean, even before, you know, H.W. Bush, but, like, just the kind of culture that we created, there is, this country is not a democracy anymore. I mean, it's an oligarchy, you know, as it stands right now. I mean, with our government being paid off with, you know, by lobbying groups, by these huge millionaires, billionaires and everything, and we're just owned. I mean, we, you know... don't have any stock in America anymore. Our shares in the stock of America have been bought out long time ago, you know, and these guys are just fucking controlling everything, including orchestrating this kind of event. I mean, I can see it's possible, you know, and why it's benefited them everything up to this point. I mean, look who is fucking running for president right now.
Right.
I mean, I don't know, man. It smells a little fishy. It's basically we're staring down the barrel right now. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know, it's a weird thing because you have these people that try to, I don't know, that will, I almost think it's like they let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I picture it. It's like they had intelligence that this could happen,
and then possibly
and they didn't do anything to stop it.
And then possibly aided it in a way. Maybe they did plant charges at the base of it and just wait for the planes to hit that they knew were going to come and hit, that the terrorists were jacking, you know?
I don't know.
But and if they didn't come or didn't hit it, they would have had to fucking disarm them and go take them down really quick. That would have been nice, but, you know.
They might have done it anyway and just flown a missile into the side of it and been like, oh, you see that plane?
they put, like, paper wings on it. And they're fucking... God. Yeah, believe us. You're free to do what we tell you.
And then those videos would be conspiracy theory videos.
Yeah.
That's a missile.
They'd be all, like, all the government would then go to every piece of footage of it and make it all blurry like Bigfoot.
Yeah,
and, like, Photoshop the wings be straightened out, but they do a bad job and it's, like, a little crooked and shit. And I don't know.
It just looks like shit. It's like oh, man.
And then you see like an F-10 fighter jet roaring off in the...
Yeah.
Anyway, that's awful.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Like they got I was gonna say like they got FDR to build it, but I didn't know where that was going exactly.
That's... What? To build what? The missile? The plane? Or the plane or the...
Okay. To put the wings on it, but he couldn't reach and shit, and so he like half-assed it. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
that wouldn't work out time wise anyway.
Oh jeez.
Anyway. They knew 70 years before 9/11 that they wanted to do 9/11, and they had FDR build it, and then he was like, here you go.
Michael Moore's going to... That's sure blacklist for you, man. FDR is one of the most sacred presidents ever by both sides. I mean,
a boy is going to be born in Flint, Michigan, and his name's going to be Michael Moore, and he's going to make a movie that just makes a lot of people... idolize me even more than they already do, and yeah, and then before that 9/11. So
maybe he's really evil and just bitter about the whole polio and war thing, and just, you know, it was his great revenge. And like, if you look really closely in the video on the side of the wings, it'll be like a picture of FDR, like, you know, flipping off, giving the bird, you know.
Yeah, man, that's I think that people give politicians too much credit, and I think that people go to the other end of the spectrum and they give politicians no credit
and don't believe in anything, and I won't vote,
and then
it's
something in the, there's no middle. I feel like most people I run into, like 90% of people, are on either of the poles.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of polls, okay, I gotta get this off my chest a little bit. This group, Evansville Events, on Facebook, they have their shit together. They definitely do. They put together this poll, and it was the top 10 bands in Evansville. Well, I don't know when they did this poll. I don't get on Facebook that much. I do some, and I know a lot of people do. They put this poll up, I don't know when. And I don't know for how long they had the poll up. So I don't know if it was a 24-hour, if it was a week, if they just left it open for a long time. But a lot of the bands at the top of the poll, I'm not even going to name any of the bands, because they're all badass. I mean, every band that's on the list is good. All of them that I've heard. And I don't know. I'm not... Obviously, they're all doing work and putting work in. There are bands that are putting work in that weren't even on the list. Like, I don't know why, but that's how it is. There are bands that are popular that were not on the list at all. And that seems like, I feel like...
Where was this?
I think it was only five. It was on Facebook. It's on the Evansville Music Scene Facebook. But I don't know. It's just... I think there was 500 people that participated, or 800, maybe. And out of a city of 120,000 people, you're going to tell me only 800 of them give a shit at all to vote? No
about
way.
The music.
No way.
Yeah.
So there's no way. It's got to be way more.
Isn't it just ridiculous? Like that, I mean, like we talked about last time, man, that there's so many musicians, like, I mean, and even the country culture, you know, we got around here.
There's a lot of country bands.
Music is supposed to be, like, a thing. Like, that's what country, like, started from, kind of,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, in a sense. That's that kind of oral story root, kind of grassroots, kind of, anyway.
Right. But, dude, I can dig some country, though. Real quick, Hank III, that song Gone But Not Forgotten, fucking melts my fucking... being when I listen to it. It's so good.
Yeah.
I've been listening to it the last couple days, just stuck on that song.
Well,
anyway.
I don't know, man. I'm just saying that you would think that we talk like music is important to us, and like people around here, you'll hear them say, oh, I love music and everything, but then again, they just want to hear their music. They just want to hear the music they hear on the radio, and they don't want to go out and, you know, try and listen to some band that's different than anything they've ever heard, you know?
Right, right.
Like, I don't know. Like, we act like we want to hear, like, the next thing, but really, you just want to hear something that you already like. And you are
confirmation
used to, you know,
bias again.
Yeah, exactly. In every shape and form. I mean, just in our food culture, in our music,
right,
in our media, movies, social policy,
everything.
Fucking thing, man. It's just That's where we've been driven to. And that's what our, like, back to it, that's what our technology does to us. I mean, like, you know, because we, and I think we've kind of talked about evolution and everything, our brains have not caught up to our technology, you know?
Our eyes aren't ready for that screen, you know?
I don't know. It's just, I mean, you are addicted to it. Like, and it just, and it turns you into this type of person. I mean, I can't imagine what people are going to look like in 100,000 years or something, you know, if we're even fucking
Wally,
around, you know?
Wally, dude, I that movie really fucking just captured it. I feel like people will eventually just live in a fake environment in space somewhere because they'll fuck up the planet, and the planet will be covered in trash, and then we'll just have to be in space all fat and shit because we're in a just sitting down. The whole our whole life is sitting down. And I get, don't they make more people? It's been a long time since I've seen that movie, but
I don't know.
Anyway, I do want to. We got to wrap this up pretty soon. But the that poll, I like that anyone is into the music scene enough to do a poll. First of all,
I guess a win.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I encourage all of that shit, and I'm not even an authority in this. I'm just saying, I personally, I'm like. As a person, I'm like, that's fucking awesome that anyone would give a shit enough to do that. But if you're going to do it, you need to do it with some, you know, you need to separate cover bands and original bands.
Yeah, first of all, I feel like if a cover band has some original songs, okay, you know. But, I mean, I don't know, but who draws that line? Like, how many original songs in their cover set do, like...
I think 75%.
Have a couple of covers, like, more as tributes to the artist, if anything.
Right, you know? And then that middle ground, the people that fall in between, they should be their own thing, like, half and half. And if you did a poll like that, then I feel like it would be so much, it would be such a better representation of Evansville as a scene. Then you could see how many cover bands there are versus how many original bands.
Break it down and see what people like. I mean, break it down, the test down into, you know, maybe they did. I don't know. I didn't see what you're talking about.
I think it's probably more extensive than I first reacted to.
Yeah.
It probably was. But the top band had 292 votes. The next band down had less than 100. I can't remember what they had, but I'm pretty sure it was in the 90s. It was far lower. So it's like, I feel like that one band was like, hey, vote for us. And they went on all, you know, they went on their Facebook and told everyone to do it a bunch of times, maybe. Maybe they messaged people and told them to do it. I don't know. I'm not saying that's what happened. Maybe their Facebook fans are just really responsive.
But then again,
I mean, could happen.
Go down to, like, on a Friday or Saturday night, you go down to, like, Wilmasco's or other bars, you know, and you see bands playing, you see people there and everything.
Right.
And a lot of times it's packed, but at the same time, a lot of times, like, especially at Wilmasco's, you go and they have this, they built onto it this beautiful stage and everything.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
And, but most of the time on busy nights, you see people fucking hanging out in the patio and, like, pushed as far away from the loud noise over there as possible.
There's some people, you're always going to get that. It doesn't matter where you are.
Yeah,
I think a certain segment of people that just, they want to hear their music, you know, on their terms 100%. And it's like, music is never on, unless you listen to your own music all the time.
Right.
Then it's not just you. It's a lot of other people involved in your music listening experience. Think about over the course of your life, and let's end on this point, but on the course of your life, all of the fucking musicians that you've ever heard, like every song that you've ever heard, think about what that number would be. Like how many people are part of your life's musical experience that you heard at every show you've gone to, at every bar you've been where there's like a band playing, at every, you know, every song you've ever heard in headphones or over speakers or out anywhere, like in Walmart, in the grocery store, I bet that number would be in the hundreds of thousands by the end of someone's life.
Probably more than that, yeah.
If they consume music pretty
well,
often.
I mean, yeah, I guess it depends. But yeah, no, I know what you're saying. Yeah,
isn't that insane?
Mm-hmm.
And then there are some people who've only ever heard their music, who picked up an instrument in a pre-current civilization and just played their own shit. Right. And they were the only guy in the village who had who made a flute or whatever, you know. How crazy would that be? And that guy's just running around fucking playing all the time, annoying the shit out of the rest of the village.
Mm.
And then they were like, and then there's actually a guy who is good. There's actually a guy who, and everyone responded to it, and they're like, dude,
right.
You got to play at the fire tonight. And then that's how fucking church started. That's how, like, tribalism and shit.
You think music?
That's how hymns started.
I mean, that's, you're probably right. I mean,
religion kept music going for a long time, if you think about it.
Absolutely. I mean, I think.
All right.
Here.
We got to wrap this up.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, bro.